The Treasury Salute, with Milton Cross as guest narrator and featuring Gertrude Warner in a specially transcribed drama, Special Train. Now, the Treasury Salute, Special Train.
It's all over now. Sure, the war's over. Maybe we are eating steaks and driving instead of walking, and even getting Pullman reservations again. Maybe for us it is over. But that's not the whole story. The trains are still mighty crowded. And speaking of trains, well, how about this train? It's a special car, and it's crowded. There's a row of triple-decker berths on either side of the aisle, and each berth is occupied. It's quiet in the car, and the lights are low and shaded so the passengers may sleep, if they can. There's at least one who can't. He's strung up in a maze of ropes and pulleys. A traction frame, I think they call it. It's hardly your or my idea of comfort, but maybe it'll do the job, and maybe the guy will walk again someday. The German 88 did its best to fix it so he wouldn't. It'd help if he could get his mind off it and think of something else. It'd help if there was someone to talk to. Sometimes there is.
How's it going, soldier?
Oh, it's okay, nurse.
You get tired in that thing, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you get so you can't think of anything else after a while. But it's nice to have someone to talk to. Takes your mind off it.
I'll talk to you for a bit, if you like.
Well, that'd be nice, nurse. Gee, it's funny being home. I can hardly realize it.
I know.
I was looking out of the window a while back, and we were going through a town. And I saw neon lights. Sort of forgotten about those. Joe's All Night Grill, one of them said. The other just said drugs. Only that one went on and off, you know, the blinking kind. It's funny, I sort of forgotten what neon lights were like.
I guess you do.
Yeah, it reminded me of town on Saturday nights. We don't live in town, we got a farm outside. But we drive into town every Saturday night, regular. It's the county seat. We drive in, we go to a picture show sometimes, do a little shopping. Me and my folks. Yeah. Yeah, everything used to be real nice.
It will again, soldier. You'll see.
No, you see. You see, I used to help my father a lot on the farm. Well, he isn't so young anymore. Oh, he said for me to go and when I wanted to enlist, and I said I'd be back after the war. Well, the war's over, and I'm back. And look at me. A lot of use I'll be on a farm. I'd have done better not to come back at all.
But think of your folks, soldier. Think how glad they'll be.
It's them I'm thinking of. Sure, they'll be glad I'm back, but I won't be any good to them. You see, nurse, we never had much except our farm. I always figured when I got back, they could take things a little easier. My folks could. Now they'll have to do my work, too. I hate that. I wanted everything to be different.
Sure, it'll take time, but we're going to fix you up. You wait and see. You're going to walk again, and everything. And you'll pull your own weight on that farm, all right.
That's what they say. But when, nurse, when?
No, the war's not over for him. And his only chance is the medical care your bonds provide. You. You can't say the war's over. It's a long distance, the length of the aisle of that swaying railroad car, You might say it's as long as from the New World to the Old and back again. From our shores to the beaches of the South Pacific and back. It's a long trip out, and the way back is even longer. And if the trip out leads to an unknown land, well, so does the way back sometimes.
How's it going, soldier?
Okay, thank you.
You haven't slept?
No, I wasn't sleepy. It's all right. Hey, the guys are sure excited about being home, looking out of the window at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse?
Yes, soldier?
Nurse, have you got time to tell me something?
Yes, of course.
Well, it's just that... You see, I was wondering. What's outside the window now? I hear things sometimes. I try to guess what it is. But mostly the sound of the train drowns things out. They say that after a while you get so you can tell things just by the sound.
That's what they say.
What can you see now?
Oh, not so much. It's night now, you know. But there's a moon.
Yeah.
A full moon. Every now and then we whiz through some sleeping little town. But just now we're in open country. Fields. I see a little farmhouse with a windbreaker.
Yeah?
Well, Lombardy poplars, I should judge. I can't tell for sure. But they look like poplars. Tall, slim, silhouetted black against the sky. There's a light in the house. A warm yellow light streaming from the window. From a kerosene lamp, probably. The road bed's turning a bit now. Feel it?
Yes, I can tell.
Now we're running alongside of a stream. It's flowing swiftly, but must be quite shallow. Because I can see where it hits against a stone. It dashes up white spray, like a whitecap. A good trout stream, I bet.
Does it make one of those paths on the water? The moon, I mean?
Yes. All silver and fluttery. And it moves right along with us as you watch it. Oh, soldier, I'm sorry. Well, maybe I shouldn't have it.
No. Only you made it sound so... I'm sorry, miss. Just sort of got me, that's all. I'm all right now. Thanks.
You've still got a chance, you know. Why, I know...
I know, that... it's just like I get sort of scared sometimes. You feel so helpless this way. You think what'll happen if they leave you, if they all go away and leave you alone. You're always there, nurse. You and the others. Even if I can't see, I can hear you. Know you're there. That makes everything better. Just to know you're there.
Don't worry, soldier. We're here. We're always here. Don't forget that. And whatever happens, we'll be here.
And the war's not over for him. His war will last a long, long time. But will you be there, buying the bonds to pay for the care he needs, helping in the way you can help with bonds? Across the aisle, there's another soldier, a little guy with curly hair and a grin and one arm.
How's it going, soldier?
Oh, swell, nurse. Gee, it sure is good to be home. I just can't stop looking out of this window. Gosh.
Looks good to you, doesn't it?
Oh, you bet. Boy, oh, boy, did you see that?
What?
It's a gas station. Just look at that, a real gas station. Gee, I never thought I'd see anything like that again. With a red tile roof. And all lit up. Yeah, they got the crummiest gas stations over there in Italy, nurse. Just a single pump, no lights or nothing. Just a punk little oil pit. You never even heard of a hydraulic lift.
You seem to know a lot about gas stations.
Well, sure, I used to run one. Check your tires, ma'am. Wipe off that windshield, ma'am?
That sounds like the real thing.
Well, it ought to, I guess. I had that station long enough. But maybe I will again, huh?
Sure. Maybe you will.
You suppose I could? I never seen a guy run a gas station with only one arm.
I bet you could.
I've been figuring. They showed us a movie about those artificial arms with hands, too, that have worked. This guy in the picture could do anything. He could pick stuff up, eat corn in a cob, use tools, anything.
Then you could, too.
Yeah. The only I've been figuring how I could do it. Fill in the radiator spinsters. Now, I figure I could set the water can down and take off the radiator cap with my left hand, then set the cap down and pick up the can with my left hand still, but tilt it with my... Well, with that new right hand that they're going to give me. Like this. I think I could do that with one of those hands, don't you, nurse?
Now show me again. You pick it up with your left hand.
Yeah.
Grab the handle on the side with your right.
Uh-huh.
And... Yes, you could do it. You could do it fine. I can see just how you'd do it.
You do?
Uh-huh.
You think so, too?
And as for the gas, that'd be a cinch. You take the cap off with your left hand first thing, and then reach for the hose.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that, too. You know, I don't think I'll have to do it that way when I get my new hand. I mean, I could grab the hose with that. But this guy in the movie nurse, he could do anything.
And someday maybe I'll come driving up and say, fill her up.
Clean your windshield, ma'am? Change your oil, ma'am? Change your tires, ma'am?
And the war's not over for that soldier either. For these soldiers, there will be months, many months of long days, of pain and discouragement and loneliness. And perhaps we do have steaks and gasoline again, but our soldiers still need care and help nonetheless. They're game, and they're going to win their own war, but they must have help. We can give them that help. We can buy the bonds that provide for the medical care and rehabilitation help they need. These are our men, and we're not going to let them down.
When you buy United States Savings Bonds, you do two things. One, you help provide necessary care for our wounded veterans still hospitalized. Two, you take a step toward providing for your own future. Yes, United States Savings Bonds help your servicemen today, and United States Savings Bonds will serve you tomorrow. There's no safer investment. These bonds are just like the defense bonds, war bonds, and the victory bonds that you bought during the big bond drives. They pay the same rate of interest so that at maturity, 10 years from now, you get $4 for every $3 invested. So take that step today. Back your own future. Keep up your good habit of buying United States Savings Bonds. Buy them regularly and hold them till maturity. The United States Treasury thanks Milton Cross, Gertrude Warner, Stephen Hill, John Sylvester, Frank Reddick, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on the specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Donald Agger and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warno. This is Albert Groby speaking. Remember, buy United States Savings Bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future and your future.